So we're out here in Seattle on a power trip looking at non-traditional and new technologies for energy production. And we're really concerned about our carbon footprint. And so we have a biodiesel car for the whole trip. All right? And we got regular. That's Crisco. And high test. We're ready. Safflower oil. Dependent on foreign fuel? Not us. You drink it, Saudi Arabia. We're the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 3rd. And good morning to you, John, all the way out there in Seattle with your Crisco.
Yeah, Crisco and safflower oil. And here in Seattle, it's still basically yesterday. And you'd be surprised how good for you safflower oil is. Good morning, Adora.
Good morning to you and good morning to everyone. It's the Senate's turn to tackle the Obama stimulus plan. We'll also look into that. And China says 20 million workers have no jobs. Those stories are coming up. But first, these headlines. President Obama will make another cabinet hire official today. He's tapping New Hampshire Republican Senator Judd Gregg for Commerce Secretary. If confirmed, Gregg would be the third Republican in Obama's cabinet. Gregg joined the administration after intricate negotiations involving the White House, Senate leaders, and New Hampshire's Democratic governor. Gregg said he would not take the gig if the governor replaced him with a Democrat. The governor is now expected to pick a Republican who will agree not to run for re-election, so Gregg's appointment would not change the Senate balance of power. Senators will debate President Obama's stimulus package today. Watch for the size to shift around as lawmakers add and subtract spending. The president wants a bipartisan vote and has perhaps been browsing the White House library self-help section for inspiration. He tells senators, don't sweat the small stuff.
What we can't do is let very modest differences get in the way of the overall package moving forward swiftly.
President Obama takes to the airwaves to make his case today. He'll do interviews with five television network anchors. Femi Oke is here with a look at the other morning's headlines.
Good morning, all. We'll stay in Washington for a couple of quick Obama cabinet updates. Eric Holder will be sworn in today as the nation's first black attorney general. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has her first meeting with European counterparts. She'll meet in D.C. with foreign ministers from the U.K. and Germany. In Alaska, they're on volcano watch, and geologists say that it's not a matter of if Mount Redoubt blows, but when. Seismologist Celso Reyes explains the warning signs they're watching for.
We would expect an increase in the earthquakes, an increase in tremor amplitude, in the earthquake amplitude and the earthquake frequency.
And the volcano last blew about 20 years ago. John, how you doing?
Great. And, you know, I guess the Dow's going to open this morning below 8,000. That's happy news on the East Coast. But we're asking people about tough choices in this energy environment. What do you have the most difficulty giving up or won't give up to save energy? What are the obstacles in place? What's the story in your life that actually keeps you from changing? Tell us the obstacles. Tell us the story. What you're giving up. What's the greatest degree of difficulty? You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Our phone line is down at the moment, but we'll fix it. Email us, mytake@thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Today, senators can begin offering amendments to the Obama economic stimulus plan. We're taking a look at what may be on the table, and to help us do that is Capital News Connections' Todd Zwillick. But let's start with the latest on Tom Daschle, who has offered a strenuous apology after revelations that he failed to pay more than $120,000 in back taxes. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning.
So is Tom Daschle really having to, as the Associated Press put it, salvage his nomination?
Well, it's unclear. No Democrat has come out against him yet. In fact, no Republican has come out against his nomination yet, so it's not clear how much salvaging he's doing or just sort of preventative maintenance right now to make sure things don't go wrong. You know, Adora, I've covered the Department of Health and Human Services for many, many years. I can't remember the last time people cared so much about the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The hallway last night, Daschle went into a meeting with the Finance Committee members last night to go over these tax issues, and the hallway was filled with media doing live shots. This is the door Daschle will walk in, walking around. There were 40, 50 reporters in the hallway. It was quite amazing. They went in for a meeting a little over an hour, and when they came out, Daschle offered this apology about his taxes. We were all standing around. So listen to this. Here's what Daschle had to say.
All of my life, I've assiduously tried to pay my taxes in full and on time. My failure to recognize that the use of a car was income and not a gift from a good friend was a mistake. When I realized the mistake, I notified officials and I paid the tax in full.
So what happens next for him?
Well, this thing's going to hang out here for another week. The Finance Committee has scheduled its routine hearing for Daschle, and it's a week from today. That's a long time for this thing to hang out there. He probably has some convincing to do among Republicans. Coming out of this meeting, I should say, all of the Democrats who were in there stood by Daschle, gave very strong statements of support. John Kerry, Jay Rockefeller, the rest of these Democrats gave very strong statements of support. No Republicans said anything. No Republicans who were in the meeting. There was one Republican on the committee who I don't think was in the meeting, John Ensign of Nevada, who said that he intends to look at this very, very carefully and investigate, that he's not convinced that this was such an innocent mistake. But he was the only one who was saying much, only Republican, by the way, who was saying much of anything yesterday evening.
Todd, I'm wondering why all the attention. Is it about Daschle's character? Is it about the issue of taxes, which I can't believe? Or is the media looking for some sort of sign of Obama pushback if this nomination goes south? And you're saying it's probably not.
Well, I think there's some I think the second point is a good one, John. There's that they might be looking for some sign of Obama pushback. But I also have to say, Senator Daschle has hit a pretty unfortunate spot in the news cycle here. We're entering the debate on the stimulus, but it's not going to be a final vote until the end of the week. So until then, there's a lot of process. There's not a lot of news coming out of the Middle East right now. There's not a lot of big world news. And to be honest, a lot of us don't have a heck of a – our editors, I should say, don't have a heck of a lot to focus on right now. And that hallway was filled with live cameras. Absolutely.
And you just mentioned the stimulus package, which obviously is at the top of the agenda this week. What kind of amendments do you think senators will be offering, particularly Republican senators?
Well, the potential list is dozens and dozens at this point. So you're going to see three main groups of amendments. Some amendments to cut out spending. You've probably heard Republicans complaining about spending on things like STD prevention or museums or things that – maybe not museums, but some other spending. Computers at the Social Security Administration. So there'll be Republican amendments to cut out spending. There will be other amendments to add spending that people want. I'm thinking of Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania wants to add $6.5 billion at the National Institutes of Health for medical research. Some people want more military construction. There will be a big Republican amendment on this housing provision to do something that they wanted to be in the financial rescue package earlier, and that is to use federal money for loan guarantees to push down interest rates for qualified homeowners so that you can get a 4% interest rate, stay in your home or prevent foreclosure. And then the other thing is tax cuts.
Right.
Republicans want to extend tax cuts, lower some of those rates for lower and middle class tax rates. Some Democrats are on board, so you'll see some tax cut amendments as well. Those three main areas will be the ones.
The tax cuts, do you think that's wishful thinking on the parts of the Republicans to say knock the rate from 10% down to 5%?
Yeah, it's unclear if it's wishful thinking, but it's going to be what they call a heavy lift. About a quarter of this package is already tax cuts, a lot of Democrats aren't wild about gigantic tax cuts at this point with all the spending that's going on. So I'm sure it'll get a good run around the Senate. I don't know how a vote like that would turn out, but I haven't heard any Democrats saying that they were on board with the idea of lowering the rates. I haven't heard them say that.
As always, Todd Zwillick, thanks for that update on the stimulus package debate this week.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick is a reporter for Capital News Connection. For better or for worse, the governors of New York and Illinois have made their choice of replacements for departed senators. Now another governor may get to make his choice. President Obama has said that he wants to appoint Republican New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg as Commerce Secretary. But Gregg will not take the job unless Governor John Lynch, a Democrat, pledges to replace him with another Republican. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers joins us now to explain. Good morning and welcome, Josh.
Good morning.
What are the politics involved here?
Well, for the governor, the issue is one of trying to express fealty to President Obama, who wants Judd Gregg to be Commerce Secretary, and also smooth the waters with his party, who would prefer that he appoint somebody who is not a Republican, given that they control both chambers of the legislature and have had two pretty sweeping electoral victories in the last 4 years.
Josh, does the governor really have a choice? Will he replace Gregg with a Republican senator?
Well, they've clearly made some sort of deal. The governor has said that President Obama wants Judd Gregg to be Commerce Secretary and that we all need to cooperate in times of economic stress, and that he's going to appoint somebody who will represent the state well. The person he looks likely to appoint is a woman named Bonnie Newman, who has close ties to both the governor and Senator Gregg. She worked for Senator Gregg as his chief of staff when he was a member of Congress. She also served in the Reagan and Bush 1 administrations. And interestingly, she also was a charter member of Republicans for Lynch and was one of the first people to back his campaign for his original campaign for governor publicly back in 2004, which was quite a big deal at the time.
Josh, you know, I heard you say the word deal, and I'm just, you know, I'm maybe wishing, maybe it's wishful thinking. Is there any chance that this could blow up into some kind of Blagojevich sort of governor megalomaniac kind of thing that's going to stretch on for weeks and weeks?
I think that's highly unlikely. Lynch is a pretty straight shooting fellow, as is Judd Gregg. Neither of their inner circles are prone to infighting, backbiting, or leaking information to the press. Both groups have been pretty coy about how these negotiations have gone down, although they have acknowledged that they've all talked and that they've talked to the White House. Governor Lynch has said that he's fully supportive of Gregg's nomination and told the White House that he'd support his appointment.
So it sounds like a done deal there. Let's talk about Gregg's qualifications for Commerce Secretary. Why do you think the president may have chosen him?
Well, that remains something of a mystery to a lot of people around here. I mean, obviously, he's known as quite a capable and experienced legislator in Washington. He was, you know, in the forefront of the negotiations on the bailout package. And, you know, among Republicans, he's known as a leader who can get things done. A lot of Democrats here express some mystification as to why Obama seems so desperate to have Gregg as his Commerce Secretary, which, you know, seems to be an intense but as of yet unarticulated desire for Gregg. And so we'll see. I mean, it depends on, of course, what sort of Commerce Secretary he is. In a lot of administrations, it's almost a patronage post. But obviously, President Obama has looked to, you know, reconfigure how his cabinet works and appointed czars on, you know, topics X, Y, and Z. And so we'll see. I mean, people seem to think that Gregg might be a good ambassador to Republicans on the Hill, and also that you know, for Democrats in this, perhaps you get a guy who's never lost an election, has very high popularity, even though the demographics of New Hampshire have changed. Get him out of there for 2010. So maybe you kill two birds with one stone.
And how do the folks in New Hampshire feel about one of their own possibly being in the Obama cabinet?
Well, if somebody had said years ago that Judd Gregg would be quitting the Senate to join a Democratic administration, most people around here would have found that hard to believe. I think people hope that he does well by the state, and certainly at a time when all state governments are looking for money, that you know, that might be helpful. But you know, we'll see.
Josh Rogers, thanks.
You're welcome.
Josh Rogers is a reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio, talking about Senator Gregg becoming Commerce Secretary in the Obama cabinet.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.